welcome to the Wealthy Coach podcast, where I teach you how to become wealthy AF in your business, your mindset, your coaching, and your life. I'm your host, Kendra Perry. I am a former functional health coach turned online business mentor for health coaches, practitioners, and professionals. I'm here to help you grow the online business of your dreams by teaching you the strategy, the tech, and by helping you cultivate the mindset you need to be a badass health entrepreneur. I'm blunt, I'm to the point, and I'll probably drop an F-bomb or two. So fasten your seatbelts and get ready to become wealthy AF. What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Wealthy Coach podcast. I'm Kendra Perry. I'm your host. And as I'm recording this episode, I realize that it is April 1st and part of me wanted to quickly come up with some gag or some joke to make, but truthfully, I have nothing. So never mind. Anyways, today we're going to be talking about marketing agencies and whether that is something you should actually hire in your business. Now, I have a lot of strong opinions on this, and hopefully this will help you make your decision, although I do have a strong opinion one way or another. But hopefully this will just give you some ideas around whether this is a good investment for your business. Okay, so what is a marketing agency? So they come in many sizes, shapes, and forms. But generally, a marketing agency is someone who is going to deal with your organic content and your paid content. And they might do other things beyond that. They may help you with something like search engine optimization. They may do your podcast for you. It sort of depends. There's some marketing agencies that are more specific where maybe they only help you with paid marketing like Facebook ads, or maybe they are more specific to organic marketing, like doing your social media content for you, or sometimes they are just all encompassing, meaning that they kind of do everything. Now, a lot of coaches are tempted to hire an agency because the marketing side of the business is hard. Let's be honest. It is very fucking hard and it's all consuming and it's ongoing. And a lot of coaches don't realize this when they get into their business. Now, it's very different if you have a brick and mortar practice. You don't need to be marketing as much, right? Because people will literally see your sandwich board on the side of the road. Also, you have much less competition, right? People can literally walk by your office. You know, you might just be competing with other practitioners in your town or city versus online. We're competing with all kinds of coaches and practitioners, probably a million or more. And people don't just kind of stroll by your website accidentally. They don't really just kind of happen upon it. You actually have to take specific steps so that people can actually find you online. And so a lot of us, we get into being coaches or practitioners because we want to help clients. We want to be clinicians. And we don't realize that online business requires a ton of marketing. And we really just want to focus on working with clients. So it kind of seems like a no-brainer. Why wouldn't we just hire an agency and have someone else take care of that for us? Now, the big problem with marketing agencies is they are not all created equally. Okay. There's a huge variation in price. And honestly, you will get what you pay for. So a lot of people I support are in their first 1 to 3 years, maybe 4 years in their business, and their budget for a marketing agency might be $1,000, maybe $2,000 a month, something like that. And honestly, if you're going to get someone to do all your marketing and you're only paying $1,000 to $2,000 a month, what you're going to get is going to be shit. Absolute shit. And I'll be really honest with that. Okay. Because truthfully, no one cares more about your marketing than you. And your marketing really needs to be you, right? Especially because as coaches, as practitioners, we are personal brands, right? A lot of the reason why people buy from us is because they connect to us. So it's really hard for us to completely outsource our marketing because truthfully, they can't be us and they can't mimic us. Okay. So if you only have a budget for $500, maybe to $2,000 a month for a marketing agency, you're going to get an agency that is going to produce really shitty quality product. Okay. So they're not going to market you well. I think if you are going to find a marketing agency that is actually going to be good, you need to be paying, I would say, a minimum of $5,000 to $10,000 a month, sometimes even more. Okay. You would want an agency that hired really high quality copywriters, ads managers, that hired the top of the top, and then you're paying that extra fee to the agency. So it gets really expensive. Okay. And so even when you're paying several thousand dollars a month, a lot of times you are not getting good results. Okay. I've worked with a few different agencies. So I worked with a couple smaller agencies, and these were specifically focused on Facebook ads. So these were Facebook ads agencies. Now that is going to be cheaper. And typically you can get a good one for about $2,500 to $3,000 a month, which honestly I think is way too expensive for what they do. And I do run all my own ads now, but I've worked with them in the past and I didn't get results from them. And a big part of this, I believe, is because I was really disconnected from my paid marketing and where my money was going. Okay. So your ads manager or agency, like they are literally out there spending your money, right? I'm going to be way more cautious and way smarter about how I spend my money than anyone else is going to be, right? And even when I was paying someone $2,500 a month to run my ads, I was not getting ROI, return on investment. I wasn't making my money back. I was just spending money and throwing it into a dark pit hole of Facebook. And then on top of that, I was spending, you know, 40 grand a year or whatever 2,500 times 12 is. I can't do math, but that was US dollars. I'm in Canada, so that was significantly more and I wasn't getting results. Okay. Now that's a problem. And so I was very sort of disconnected. And like the problem is too, is like ads managers, like they're not usually looking at the entire funnel, meaning that their job is really just to get you a good cost per lead, right? So to get good ROI for your ads, but they're not looking at the landing page and the email nurture sequence and what you're doing thereafter. So just because they're getting you leads to your list doesn't mean that you are able to convert them. And so now that I am doing my ads again, I have a greater ability to see the entire funnel and really understand what's working and what's not. Okay. So I had a woman reach out to me. I feel like this was a while ago now. It may have been a year or two ago, but it was during one of my launches for HCA. And she reached out to me. She's like, yeah, I'm really interested in HCA. Like I'm wondering what the program entails. Like, so will you set up my ads for me? And will you run my ads for me? Will you create my content for me? Will you write all my content and all this? And I was like, no, that is absolutely not what we do inside HCA. You know, this is a done with you program. We essentially teach you how to do all these things, but you have to do it yourself. And she's like, oh, like where could I find a business coach that would do this? And I was like, well, a business coach won't do this. You're looking for an agency. And she's like, okay, well, how much should I expect to spend? And I was like, honestly, for an agency that's actually going to do a good job, I would say $5,000 to $10,000 a month. And I think she almost pooped her pants because she had no idea. And that's fine because she was new, right? She didn't know. But there's a big problem to this because she didn't know anything about her business. She was brand new. She didn't have a niche. She didn't have messaging. She didn't have a social media presence. So I don't even know how a marketing agency would even succeed, because if she doesn't know anything about her business, how is someone else going to know about her business and how to properly market it? Okay. I really don't think we should take ourselves out of the marketing equation. I really don't think that we should be hiring agencies for the first few years in our business. We really need to learn our ideal client, and we have to learn what works and how to speak to them. And then we can maybe translate that over into an agency. But again, as I'm sure you can tell by the tone of this episode, is I'm pretty skeptical about marketing agencies in general. Okay. So I worked with a kind of full spectrum marketing agency last summer. It only lasted about 2 months because it really didn't go well. Okay. And I kind of knew getting into it, like it was kind of one of those things, those decisions that I made against my better judgment. When I was doing it, I was like, oh, but I was a bit overwhelmed at the time. I was not doing well with my ads and I just wanted someone else to take over them for me. And I had a friend who had, you know, done well with this agency, but the problem with this agency, and they, you know, very nice people. I'm not saying anything mean about the people I worked with. They were very kind, could tell they wanted to please, but they literally did everything. Right? They did Instagram content. They did Facebook ads. They did search engine optimization. I think they had like a bookkeeping service. They would do your podcast. And that's a bit of a red flag, right? Because when you do everything like that, you're probably not going to be an expert in anything. And this agency, I believe, cost me about $1,200 a month, maybe $1,000 a month. I can't remember. So significantly less than I was paying with other ads managers. But the experience was actually really poor in terms of the customer service was great, but the results they got for me and my ads were not good. Okay. The copy that they wrote for my ads, I didn't think was very good. I didn't like the graphics that they used. It was very kind of not me. And what I eventually learned later is that, and this is something that I'm going to talk about more in next week's episode, is they weren't targeting my warm audiences. They weren't testing that often. And I was paying so much. I was paying such a high price that there was just, would have been impossible for me to make my money back. Right. And so after a couple months, I was just like, you know, I can't do this. And just to give you an example, they ran ads to my free challenge last October. And what it ended up being, it ended up costing me $29 per lead. So it cost me $29 Canadian for every person that subscribed to my email list. Think about that. I was paying $29 a subscriber. And if you're American, that's probably like 23 bucks. It's really high. And yes, I'm in the B2B space, right? I do business to business, right? So that means my ad costs are going to be a lot higher, but I knew that was crazy. And I knew that I could be getting under $10. And I paid $29. And so I spent a lot of money and those people did not convert. So was not happy. So that relationship didn't work out. And that was me spending about $1,000 a month. Okay. You know, like a decent amount of money and not getting any results. And then of course I'm paying ad spend on top of that. Okay. Now, another example is I had a student on one of my coaching calls the other day and she was saying, she's like, yeah, like I don't know about Instagram. Like I'm really frustrated with it. I kind of want to focus on YouTube and you know, I don't do very good at Instagram. So I decided to hire this like professional, like an agency to do it. And she's like, and it was terrible. Like they did worse than me. And I was like, yeah, that's exactly what I would have predicted to happen. And that's just because they don't know your, like an agency or copywriter or someone like that, like they don't know your business. They don't know what you teach. And really what attracts people to us online is us sharing our opinions, us showing our personality. And when we have someone else doing our content for us, I mean, that really can't come through. Okay. So this is how people completely mess up their business is I've seen it happen a lot and they lose money, such as myself. Like I have lost, I don't even know how much, probably $100,000 wasted on marketing agencies over the life of my business. Expensive mistake to make, but now I know. And this is why I run my own ads and I do all my own marketing. But you can still hire help because yes, the marketing side of your business can feel very overwhelming, but you can make it less overwhelming by getting some people in to strategically help you with certain aspects of your business. Okay. So what you can do is you can learn how to create a very strategic content plan, just like the plan that I teach inside Health Coach Accelerator. Okay. And you can hire someone to help you repurpose your content. And what I mean by this is you can create one long form piece of content each and every week. Maybe that's an Instagram live where you're teaching something. Maybe that's a YouTube video, or like me, I do a podcast video. And then you can repurpose, right? You can hire someone to repurpose because then they're not just creating it out of thin air. They're actually utilizing your voice. So what I do with this podcast, for example, is I transcribe it, right? There's lots of different tools that will transcribe. I use something called fireflies.ai, which I quite like. It's a kind of an AI transcription tool. It makes a little summary for you. It timestamps, and I believe it cost me like $29 a month. I really like it. But you can transcribe something and then you can plug that into ChatGPT and you can tell it to make an Instagram post. Or you can say, hey, the first step that I talk about in this transcript, can you please turn that into an email for my email list, right? And so you can essentially hire someone who, you know, doesn't even cost that much because they don't even need the highest level of skill to basically repurpose your content and utilizing ChatGPT, right? To turn these into posts or blog posts or emails for your email list, that sort of thing. Okay. You can clip them and use them for YouTube shorts or IG reels or TikToks or whatever, right? And so you can start repurposing your long form content and turning that into smaller pieces of content, right? And that's a very smart way to utilize your content. Okay. Or like I talk about in last week's episode, episode 220, You can run your own ads, right? Because to hire a Facebook ads manager, a good one, yes, you can go on Upwork.com and you can probably find someone to manage your ads for $500 a month, but you're still going to have to write your own copy and creative. And honestly, I think the copy and creative is the biggest part of it. Like, it really isn't much to set up and manage ads. Like, really, to get ads set up in Ads Manager, like, maybe that's going to take you 20 minutes, maybe 25 minutes. And the amount of time I spend managing my ads is probably about 30 minutes a week. I go in twice a week for about 15 minutes, sometimes less. I see what's going on. I look at performance and I turn some things on or off. Okay. It's really the copy and creative that takes the longest amount of time. And there's many tools you can use to make that easier for you. For example, Canva, right? You can make very simple graphics in Canva. And I'm finding very simple graphics are what are doing well on Facebook ads right now. You can also use ChatGPT to help you write your ad copy, right? You can write ad copy. I always recommend that you kind of write it first yourself and then plug it into ChatGPT and get it to sort of optimize it. Okay. But that shouldn't take that long, right? So just getting an ads manager for $500 to $1,000 a month just to manage your ads is not a good use of your money, because it really doesn't take much to manage them on your own, okay? On top of that, a good ads manager, someone who actually knows what they're doing, it's probably going to be about $2,500 a month US, if not more, for a good one. And honestly, my experience, even paying people at that level, I still did not see results. And that is why I now teach ads inside Health Coach Accelerator, because I believe we should just run our own ads. Like, it's not as overwhelming as you think. And the great news about health and wellness is you do pay one of the lower costs for ads than other spaces. So you can do it quite inexpensively. And it's a great way to build your audience and set yourself up for the future. Okay. All right, my friend, hopefully that gives you a little bit of insight on marketing agencies, and maybe this helps you answer the question, should I hire one? I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want to support the podcast, there is a very simple thing you can do that will literally take you probably less than 10 seconds. Just make sure you're subscribed to this podcast on your app, and then just download the last three episodes. That honestly helps me so much, and it takes you less than 10 seconds. Or if you're feeling a little bit more generous, you can go to ratethispodcast.com/wealthy. That's ratethispodcast.com/wealthy and leave me a 5-star review. All right, my friend, I will see you next Monday, same time, same place, where I help you become wealthy AF.